APR. Stay by the one. Good morning, Phil. Sounding good, as always. NAWROKAPR, how copy? Nothing heard. NAWRO, listening. Here, FBI, and B25.
Hey,
Tom. That's your,
just testing the radio off. KJKJ, clear.
KJ, Tom, you got a signal, but I'm not getting any audio.
I'm trying to help, but a new open spot for it, so KJKJ.
Oh, I heard open spot. That was it. Anyway, hope you're having a good day, Tom. KJWOJ.
KJWOJ. KJKJL.
Hey, there you are. How you doing, Tom? Testing out an open spot from what I could tell.
Yeah, I picked it up from John.
Cool. That's kind of what I wanted. It was between the open spot and the clear node, but looking at the website there for the open spot there. It didn't say anything about being able to do All-Star, so I bought the clear node. But then afterward, I guess people are saying that it does All-Star now. I kind of wish I'd have got that one, because that one, the open spot seems to be more portable.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just trying it out to see how it's going. I got this portion fixed, and I got it connected up to my Wi-Fi hotspot. I'll be back, KCKGO.
Okay, I should be around for a while. KCKGO. Okay.
KCKGO testing. KCKGO clear. I'll talk to you in a bit, Rick.
Okay, I'll be around for a little while. And you seem to be getting everything now, but you're just a little bit hot.
KJKJ. KAWOJ. KCKJ. How's the audio now?
Very good. Excellent. You know, how's mine too? I haven't heard mine. I tried, listening on another radio. But all I get is feedback and a bunch of noise.
You're still pretty good.
Well, it sounds like now you got kind of pretty much tweaked in there. It sounds real good.
Yeah, this is one of these DMR open spots. Not a shark, but a different one. With the MMEDM hat and everything. John ADALV got it halfway set up, and then I took it over, and I got it connected to my T-Mobile hotspot, so it's going through cell, so it sounds good.
I was trying to do that myself. I bought a Raspberry Pi 5, and about as far as I got. I kept looking for a radio hat for it, and I couldn't find it in the places that seemed to be selling them. Said they were out and weren't going to be restocking them, so now it's been sitting there running as a desktop on the desk there. I don't play too much with it anymore, but maybe I should start looking around, see if I can find one of the MMDVM hats for it.
Yeah, talk to 880J or 880D John. You know, get a hold of him on Discord. That's where I got mine from. Maybe he can set it up for you. Won't cost that much.
Cool. I may have to give that a try. Being fun playing for today.
KKKJL radio test.
Working good.
All right, thanks, Rick. Just trying to figure this out.
My pleasure. It sounds like you got the audio. Sounds like you got everything working just fine.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. I turned the audio down.
Yeah, it sounded real good now. Are you going through the phone?
I'm going through the WSPD into my mobile hotspot. I'm going through my SIM card.
Run from home now?
It's just so if I end up going, you know, on the west side and I down where I don't have DMR, I at least I got DMR.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah, with all your traveling there, I imagine the radio makes the time go fly by.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, it's such a beautiful day. I don't want to go back in the house there, but I'm sitting out here watching the critters fighting over a territory in the yard. And one fella on the lake here, he's got one of them ultralight float planes he's been flying around there.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Maybe we'll see something out here once my son and his girlfriend get here. We went to the flea market this morning and got a bunch of bagels. You know, they're only a dollar a piece, so got a dozen and got my son half a dozen.
Well, that sounds pretty good, and I can hear that ultralight coming back now. let's see, what did I have? Oh, I had an Eggland quiche, a one-person quiche out of the freezer into the microwave.
Well, that's pretty cool. Oh, look, it switches it over.
Well, that would be good if it does it automatic while you're driving.
Well, I went over to Statewide, too, to see how it worked on there.
Oh, okay, I got you. PEWJ, by the way. I keep forgetting to say that.
Okay, I think I'm done with it so far, so I'm going to try a couple other channels and see how they do. Yeah, this thing, I could do P25 with it or whatever else. I'm not sure if it's multi-mode, but I'm going to check it out. Talk to him. Clear for now, 73, KCK Joe.
Okay, have a good one, Tom, and we'll catch you later in your playing there. See if you can find out if that open spot does All-Star or not. KEWOJ, I'll be clear.
Yep, I'll check it out. I'll let you know.
NAWRO, afternoon there, Tom.
Happy Father's Day.
Well, you as well. What a beautiful day out there. Well, nice weather. I don't even have to do any work today. I got the lawn mowed yesterday. Nice. I'm working with NAWVR on finishing up his level one. So he just sent me a Winlink message and one by email. So now he's getting really close.
Well, there he goes.
Just the front panel programming and the encode decode explanation next training class in July.
That's why I bring a Baofeng and not the DM32. That thing's a bear to program. I just strictly do it on a regular HT. Nice and quick.
Yeah, that's true. The DM32 is not fun, but the UV32 is pretty interesting because you don't even need the offset. You just directly put in the receive and transmit. I mean, either way, it's simple, but yeah, avoid the DM32, agree. Hey, second question, were you able to get a hold of the boss earlier this morning? Was he on the Hackleberg?
No, why, did he try getting a hold of me for something?
No, negative. It's just I think you were testing right about the same time he may have been trying to get in. I never heard him, but, you know, when you went to the last herd, I saw his call sign and I saw HAK. And that's the area he bats. So maybe he can hit it, but not quite make it in, you know, with voice. I don't know. Just curious.
Oh, no, I didn't hear him. I didn't have my radio on. I was trying to set up another open spot.
When I copy your last, might have heard something in there. I don't know. Let's leave a little spot there for KE8YNU, just in case Dave happens to be listening. I hope he's not, because he shouldn't be playing radio right now, maybe later tonight. I'll leave a spot there, Tom, and then back over to you.
KE8YNU, Dave, are you out there somewhere? If you're on Hackleberg earlier? KC8KJO.
Yeah, it's middle of the day. He's probably doing something. I think they're heading to the island, so they're probably doing family time instead of radio time right now. But you're coming in good, Tom, of course, 116 on the RSSI and obviously on the Mount Clemens. So very good. What's your plans for today, if any, or just relaxing?
We're going up to a little antique shop that's up here off of Armada Ridge. And then I'm going to get back to the house, and then me, Melissa, my son, and his girlfriend, we're all going to go to Orient City for lunch.
Sounds great. Yeah, good day for me, a normal work week, so sounds good.
Yeah, we're in the Grinchmobile right now, the Panda, and I'm on the 4550, which is probably on high power, not even realizing it.
Yeah, it's nice. He's on vacation, too, for this weekend. I got to show you a photo of the setup. I have a Phil's installation. I might have to copy it to some degree. Not as good as yours because you got the electrical connections already in there, but nevertheless. My ears are burning.
Your ears are burning, Phil? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you guys are talking about me. How am I making it in right alongside Metro Airport?
You're doing really good. I assume you're on the Connect systems. Let's see, you just dropped in here in Detroit. Oh, my goodness. RSSI of 82. I love it. Over to Tom, then, Phil.
Hey, you're sounding good, Phil. You're coming in with a better RSSI than I am. What am I at, like 118 or something like that?
Well, I guess it's just kind of a straight shot to downtown from here. Just coming back from the Monroe swap. Nothing too exciting there to report.
Yeah, you never know. It's always nice to, if you got time, check it out. You know, you might pick up something. Tom, you're at like 106, which is pretty darn good for where you're at, going to the Clem. And Phil, when it comes around to you, I assume you put the Connect system box right where you had the spot left over for it. But over to Tom for now.
Yeah, Phil, if he's coming out from Monroe, that's Detroit's got a good coverage down south there. Actually, that's a good tower altogether. hit that one all the way out to Ann Arbor.
Jeez, hit you.
Yeah, I actually moved the head for the motor oil down and put the contact system over the top of it. Economically, it just worked out better.
Well, it's a pretty good setup there, especially coming direct from the battery. Both you guys have that in your vehicles, in your work vehicle too, Tom. You got a good setup there. I'm cheating. I'm using the old power port. There's three of them in that Ford that I got, one middle, one back, and one front. So far, so good. I mean, you only use one radio at a time. So far, I'm getting away with it. But November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, over you, Tom.
Okay, well, I'm going to jump out here. We got the little antique store up here off of Armada Ridge. And I'll be back in a bit. Talk soon. 73 on both.
KJ. Later. Oh, my God. I'm driving up 275, and there's this car that just can't keep a steady speed. It keeps going faster than me, then slows way down, then I end up passing him to switch lanes to go past him, and then it speeds up again. Oh, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with people. Anyways, yeah, if you want to run full power on these radios, I don't think running them off a circular power plug would work. Yeah, I believe in right off the battery. I've been doing that for years. So, to me, that's the way to do it.
I got you in there, Dave. Yeah, I agree with you, Phil. And so far, I haven't had the need to do full power. It's a medium at most. In fact, I shouldn't even really be on medium now. I can do low. So, here's the URO with KAPR. Go ahead, Dave. I'll take it, Phil, because I'm looking at the dashboard. Dave, I hear you on the Hackleberg. I got you saying hi, but you're right at 120.
Dave is in the Heavy Father's Day. Hope you guys are
By the way, where is Hackleberg? I never heard of that.
That is up at the tip of the thumb. It's my understanding it's like a crossroads. But if you're going to the island, which I think Dave is doing, that's the one to hit until you get to the other side of the bridge, and you can get the Sioux. But it's very much on the top, slightly to the east. Hackleberg 442.075. And thank you for that, Dave. Copy your last Happy Father's Day to you as well. That last was okay. It was readable. Try it again one more time, Dave, and go to Phil.
Okay, we're heading out the island here tonight. Just doing some quick pickup, and we're off. You guys have any plans for today?
Okay, I didn't copy most of it. I heard something about plans. my kids are out of state, so no, and don't have living parents, so no plans. Go ahead, Tim.
In AWRO, yeah, copy that, Dave. Well, of course, Ben is in Tacoma, Washington, so best I can hope for is a video call, which I think he'll probably be doing shortly. And Caitlin, my daughter's in Dexter there, but I don't think they're coming out, not today, so probably get a video call from both of them. But Dave, you're the best. You're up there now with the family. You're enjoying it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been really relaxing. I haven't really done a whole lot outside of the camping and outside of the to town and back, but it's been definitely relaxing.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I just hope it's good weather up there. It's really nice here. A lot of fluffy clouds, but I guess it's supposed to rain tonight, maybe. So, hope it's not hitting you up there. Tim?
Yeah, of course, I'm right next door to you, Phil, so yeah, I agree. Just good weather here. Some fluffy clouds up there. I don't know about bad weather, but we might get a little rain. But I was hoping that I'd get away with not doing any Skywarn activity while all the bosses are gone. All the other bosses, I guess. All right, that sounds good, guys. I'm going to get back to helping Brian out with the Winlink confirmation. Dave, not that you want to deal with this while you're on vacation, but he'll probably get his level one next meeting, though. So with that, this is NAWRO with KATR and KE8YNU. I'll sign and listen out. Go ahead, Dave.
That sounds good there, guys. Tim, I'll get into that when I get home and catch up on things. But Tim and Phil, you both have a great day. Happy Father's Day to you again as well. And enjoy this beautiful day. It's awesome. We need a barbecue or something like that. But all right, I'm going to hop off as well. And we'll talk here soon. KE8YNU.
All right, very good. Enjoy your time up there. Catch you later. This is KPR 7-3.